everyone, and welcome back to Bible Studies for Life Kids Training Podcast. These podcasts are here to support you as you prepare to teach kids, preschoolers, and preteens powerful truths. I'm Kimba, and I'm joining today with Jennifer and Landon.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
We are so glad that you are here. You know, we're in the middle of a first unit of our spring quarter. We've discussed various things such as Jesus choosing his disciples and the parable of the Good Samaritan last week, both from the book of Luke. But this week we are focusing on a particularly interesting set of events from the ninth chapter of the book of John.
That's right. We are discussing Jesus healing a man who was born blind. So this isn't one of Jesus's usual healings, though, if you can ever call a healing usual.
That's true. And Jesus healing this man born blind stirred up a lot of controversy among the religious leaders of the day. They weren't happy that Jesus heals this man. In fact, they summoned the man to appear before them, not once, but two times, to answer their questions.
Honestly, there is so much that we could talk about in this story, but we need to keep our focus primarily on Jesus and what he does and says will probably help your kids the most. In fact, if we continue to reinforce that overarching question that we started at the beginning of the unit, why did Jesus come? We can offer them a fuller picture of how these stories they are learning in the gospel weave together for one big story of God's plan for salvation.
Yeah, that's true, Kimba. You know, for preschoolers, I think it's wise for the story to stay simple and draw the attention specifically to the amazing miracle of Jesus healing this man that was born blind. In no other passage does Jesus create mud in his hands, and he's not afraid to get his hands dirty, so to speak. And he shows that he really cares and loves this man. And of course, you know, speaking of hands being dirty, we know a couple of preschoolers who love getting their hands dirty as well. But even if they don't, all preschoolers can certainly see and relate to what it feels like when a parent or another grown-up is willing to come down to their level, even to the point of getting dirty, in order to help them.
That's so good. I mean, Jesus definitely isn't afraid of our mess. He gets in there with our hurt and our pain and our problems, and he is so hands-on and compassionate with us, and his authority and power comes through this story so strongly. He also knew that the religious leaders were watching, so his power to heal the man also proved his identity as God's son.
Yes, in fact, I think it, like Jennifer said, I think it's so important for kids to walk away with a greater knowledge that Jesus cares about them in a deep, hands-on way. And truly, it's a big win for our kids, preteens, and preschoolers to learn as we just dive a little bit deeper.
Yeah, we can. One of the first things I really noticed was how Jesus's two appearances serve as kind of bookends to this story. So Jesus encounters this blind man at the start of John chapter 9. And then if we look close at verse 35, it says, when he found him, meaning Jesus went and found this man again after the man had to go through the whole testifying experience. Jesus didn't just heal him and then leave him alone to wonder who Jesus was and be confused, or possibly hear misinformation from someone else. You know, Jesus returned and completed the ultimate goal of helping this man realize that he is God's son and that the man would believe in him and gain eternal life.
That's exactly right. And the man did believe. It's so remarkable. It's important, I think, for the older kids for preteens to see that Jesus wants to heal people in all sorts of ways, physically, of course, spiritually. But his reason for coming to earth is to do this, is to ultimately heal us for eternity. Jesus wants to help people, us included, and to know that God's love sent him to be our savior is remarkable. Jesus' miracles are meant to point the way to his identity. So who he is, he's a healer, he's a helper. He loves us so much. And he does that by giving us salvation.
You know, I was just thinking on a practical level, our older kids and preteens, they sometimes won't feel heard or believed at times, whether that's by their peers, their teachers, or even a parent. And so, leaders, this might be a good opportunity to ask your kids to think of a time when they felt like someone doubted what they said. And so then they can really relate to the blind man in the Bible story of people that you know, many people doubted him. They didn't believe that what he was saying was true. And so, but the blind man, he stood firm in his faith. He knew what was true and he was standing firm. So this is a great opportunity that we can teach our kids that, you know, they can stand firm in their faith and in what they believe is true and not to give in to the pressures around them.
Yeah, that's so important in our world today. And, you know, as we bring this conversation to a close, I do want to give a quick reminder. You know, next week will be Palm Sunday, and then the week after that is going to be Easter. And Easter, as you know, this is a time when families come to church who likely do not attend regularly or maybe even not at all. And so, leaders, we just want to ask if you'd go on offense to pray ahead of time, pray now for these kids, for these parents. Pray that God would reveal his love through Jesus to these kids and to their parents, all the way from newbies that are in preschool and all the way up to older parents who are here. We want everyone to see this great love of God seen.
Yes, and please take a look at our levels of biblical learning for your age group to see how you can best teach that concept through this particular Bible story.
Thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast. And we just pray that you are encouraged and just know that you are doing a wonderful job as you are investing in this next generation. We'll see you next week.